a breakthrough in cargo screening methods could help combat wildlife trafficking. Researchers at the University of Adelaide have found specially trained detection dogs can identify trafficked wildlife hidden inside shipping containers. Using an air sampling device attached to container vents, their detection dog Stan picked up concealed wildlife products, including animal pelts, with 98% accuracy. The Wise contributor from Tune FM, Ash Taylor, spoke with PhD candidate at Adelaide University, Dr. Georgia Maloney, about the research and how this will benefit the environment.
I was always passionate about wildlife conservation and about research, particularly about the wildlife trade. I actually first heard about it when I was very young, and for some reason it really ignited this fire in me and really stuck with me. And so I've really been pursuing this for a very long time. During my time at vet school, I was actually offered this PhD opportunity with an amazing supervisor who's renowned in wildlife trafficking and in One Health and Population Health, and I really couldn't turn it down. So I've been pursuing that over the last 4 years. It's been a fantastic project for sure. So I'm hoping to continue researching in this space and also continue on with this project, which I'm sure we'll get to.
What did the process involve when it came to doing what you are doing with the detection dogs?
So the project, it was actually pitched a little bit before I came onto it. So my supervisor, as I said, works in the area of wildlife trafficking research herself. And I believe it was at a particular conference or event where she managed to speak to a representative of a very large shipping company, CMA CGM, and they were able to find some common ground in terms of wanting to help solve the problem of wildlife trafficking through maritime routes, which is a huge problem. And so they started to form a partnership there. And from there, the project was pitched and developed. And then I came on board. And so we're very fortunate to be in a position where we have this industry partnership with this company. So we have access to their data and their resources. And it really developed from there. So we initially knew that we wanted to find a way to better look for wildlife trafficking, which is easier said than done. There's a reason that there's not a lot out there at the moment. And so we ended up working with the dogs because we know dogs are absolutely incredible. They are some of the best, most sensitive detection technologies that we have. They're already used in a lot of ports worldwide for drug detection, for example. And we have a really good relationship with the Australian Border Force and other agencies who are using these dogs as well.
How prevalent is wildlife trafficking on a global scale, or even just at home here in Australia?
Yeah, so globally, it's, in a word, massive. So we know that there are at least 4,000 species which are affected by the trade, and that includes mammals, birds, reptiles, even corals and different plant species as well. One study even suggested that 24% of all our vertebrate species are involved in the trade, which is huge.
What determined what species you focused on? Was it the prevalence in the trafficking, or was it more what was available?
So it was actually a little bit of both in our project. So there are a few different parts to the project, including the detection dog side of things. We also, in another part of the project, looked at high-risk trafficking routes through machine learning models, and we did that in collaboration with CMA CGM. So for that side of the project, we were really interested in those high traffic routes and those high value commodities. So we were looking at trade routes, particularly between Asia and Africa. And so that's where the pangolin really comes in, but also ivory and rhino horn and all of those classic products all traded through those routes. So what determined what we focused on was in part the prevalence, as you said, of the trafficking. Pangolins unfortunately hold the title of the world's most trafficked mammal, which is why we're particularly interested in helping those guys out. But for the other aspects of the project, so with the detection dogs, unfortunately, it was really difficult to get a hold of pangolin scales in Australia.
Can you tell me a bit more about the actual process of taking the dogs in and what you were doing and where you were doing it?
Yeah, so I can give you an idea of what a typical day maybe looked like when we were doing the study. So the detection dog that we used for this pilot study, his name was Stan. So he's a fantastic dog. He was used in the COVID project. So we knew that he had a really good nose. He was really well adept at being able to sniff samples and then give us the indication of when he found something that he associated with that target scent. So when we were doing our project for the actual days in which we were taking samples and testing them, what we would do is we would hook our device up to our containers that we had out on campus. We had either pelts hidden in there, laid down on the ground or hidden within boxes, or perhaps we had a container with nothing in it. So we would take samples from these containers. We would then line them up in our sampling apparatus, and then we would have a handler come in with Stan. They wouldn't know where the target sample was.
Dr. Georgia Maloney from Adelaide University there, speaking with Tune FM's Ash Taylor.